someone, a person to talk to, someone who cared to love. Could it be you? Could it be you? Situation gets rough, then I start to panic. It's not enough, it's just a habit. And kid, you're sick, well, darling, you're sick. You can all just kiss off into the air, behind my back, I can see them stare. They'll hurt me bad, but I won't mind. They'll hurt me bad, they do it all time. Don't get so distressed. Did I happen to mention I'm impressed?
This is Extremely Casual Tunes, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, coming at you on a windy day, as Lucy just experienced.
Hi. Yeah, I just walked here. It's so windy outside. It was raining this morning, too.
Really? I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
Well, Massachusetts weather. Here we are.
Brave the weather to be here.
Yep.
Go out and tell the society, the talk of the town is on its way.
All right, so we're back and just played some good old Phoenix, some Sydney Gish up in there, and then some bands I've been liking recently, Great Grandpa, Illuminati Hotties, which have an awful name, and Nice Try. So, yeah, Lucy and I were just discussing our favorite breakfast foods.
Yeah, I feel like this is a very controversial topic, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
How so?
I have had screaming fights with my friends before about pancakes versus waffles.
Ooh.
I don't know if you're a pancake or waffle person.
I really like both, and I wouldn't say I'm like super passionate about lying on one side of the spectrum, but please tell me more about this fight.
Yeah, well, I'm really, really passionate about pancakes.
All right.
And my friend and I, we had never been in a fight before, and we were on the topic of pancakes versus waffles, and I discovered that she was a waffle person, and we got into this really heated argument. I was driving. I literally pulled over on the side of the highway, and we had a screaming fight about it.
When did this take place?
This,
like, how old were you?
High school.
Okay, that's not as bad.
High school?
All right, that makes more sense, actually.
Why does
I feel like when you're 17, these things seem much more important to you.
Yeah, that's true. I'm still like an avid pancake person, though.
Have you found the best pancakes in Boston?
No.
Not yet. Have you found any at least decent ones? Also no. All right, so tell me about the pancakes in Austin then. Are there good ones there?
Yeah, there's really good ones there. There's also just like a bunch of diners.
Ooh,
in Austin.
That sounds
and
amazing.
So I feel like pancakes at 3 a.m. are just like the best kind of pancakes.
Plug your favorite one. Your favorite diner in Austin?
In Austin?
Yeah.
My favorite diner in Austin is called Kirby Lane Cafe.
Okay, everyone go to Kirby Lane Cafe.
It's great. They're open 24 hours. Love the service. Love everything.
What about your least favorite? What about Denny's? Is that a thing in Texas?
I don't think we have one. I know it's a thing, but I don't think we have one in Austin.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. But on that note, a plug for Ursula's event tonight.
Oh, yes. GlobeNet at Tufts is hosting a 15% fundraiser at Soundbites, which serves brunch all day, so pretty much until closing at 9 p.m.
So you can get your pancake fix.
Yeah, so all you have to do is go there, get some food, and say you're there for GlobeNet at Tufts, and then we'll automatically get 15% of the proceeds. So that's a little shameless plug, and now we'll go back to the tunes.
You're cold stone. How did you get that way? How did you get that way? You're cold like a stone. How did you get that way? How did you get that way? See you later. Cold like a stone. How did you get that way? Why did you get that way with me?
Bye.
Hello. We were distracted for a second, but now we're so happy to announce that it's going to be Lucy's first time actually playing her music on the show, not just me.
It makes me feel weird, like, having other people listen to my music.
Well, you're going to get over that very soon.
Yep, okay.
And I'll make sure to judge every song. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
But yeah, I closed off with some good emotional Frank Ocean. It was great, and I'm really excited to see what Lucy has to play.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So,
well,
yay for Lucy.
Put down the top and we're driving. Don't take off your top while I'm driving. Might give you some top while you're driving. But no, I'm not trying to drive in. Your imagination is wildin'. No, I'm hesitating to dive in. To yonder the reaches and dialing. An invitation on the climbing. Silence, glaring, flashing in the back. Bearing this skin, better watch your back. Staring, but can we pump on the breeze? I still want to want you out the fountain. I'm not trying to. Gotta prepare with you. I just wanna make it out in my car. I'm not trying to. Gotta prepare with you. I just wanna make it out in my car.
I'm popping this drop off, I ain't dropping out of this ride. If you keep turning with cheeks burning, I'm you turning these skies. I can stop off and let you hop off if you keep offering rides. If I talk tough, it's cause I've been bluffing and I wanna come inside.
And we were sitting by the curbside. I couldn't really get the words right. Feels like I'm watching from the bird's eye view when you turned away with curved eyes. You start to lean back when I lean in, then turn your lean back with a mean grin. I spin the keys in the ignition, but then still wait for you to walk in.
All right, so Lucy's first track was amazing, and I looked over her playlist, and it's also amazing. So I don't know why she was a little nervous, but, like, it's really great. We were just discussing about the intimacy of music.
Yeah, I was telling her that. That's why this is so weird for me, is I feel like, for me, music has always been just, like, a very personal thing, so sharing it just feels so weird. But yeah, here we are.
Here we are. And we're also here with a PSA, because we forgot to do it 5 minutes ago.
Yep.
So, space heater safety tips. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths, so it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Wow, thanks, Ursula. I have a space heater, so it's really good to know.
Oh, I'm really glad I could create change starting here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. inside that thing so beautiful.
Dada.
She just hit my heart, oh.
Dada.
Full force, and she got me like.
Dada.
I be like,
Dada.
Baby,
Dada.
Why you so fine? Strutting in the heels or her slides, either way, eyes on her every single day, week, year, everyone wondering how she does it with no fear of that confidence. Was it heaven sent? Does it come within? Does it come run out? I don't know. She'll just have them running out and in. Man, they want to sin, talking deadly sin with Mrs. Lady. I don't understand why she hit them like.
talk a lot of shit for someone that can't talk, and you send it back to my face, love. You never pull punches and never will stop. I hope you never do, babe.
right, this is Extremely Casual Tunes, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Lucy's hitting us with some bangers. I've been loving all her songs, and she just like wrapped up for the moment being with Beach Fossils, who I got to see last week.
Yeah.
And who apparently were interviewed by WMFO sometime in the past.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Which is crazy. I wish I had more information about that, but unfortunately I don't. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, how was the concert?
It was really great. So they were opening, or not really opening, but they're on this tour with Waves where they oscillate between being mm-hmm. like the openers and being like the main act, mm-hmm. but they still play like the same length of a set. So yeah, I saw them with Waves. They were really cool. People were moshing for Beach Fossils, which is like unexpected.
Yeah, I didn't expect that.
So since they were moshing for them, I was like really scared for Waves because I knew people would mosh for Waves, and they did, and I ended up getting really bruised, but like my bruises are like healing pretty well now. I was at the barrier with my friend and I ended up getting the set list from Waves, which was really great. So shout out to my friend who got it for me. I don't think he's listening, but like whatever. I'll say it into the void. But yeah.
Yeah, no, Ursula goes to so many concerts and it's so cool.
Oh, thanks, Lucy. Yeah, I've been to a few this October, I think. Almost every weekend.
Yeah.
Now that it's so November, cool. It's no longer.
It's dying out, though.
I know. Yeah. We were just talking about how a lot of people are no longer touring anymore just because, like, October was, like, a really busy month, yeah. I guess. Maybe because the college students come back. So, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But Snail Mail has a show in December, which will be really cool, that I'm trying to get tickets to because the evening show sold out, but the 5 p.m. show hasn't. But I don't really know if I want to go to that. But we'll see. But yeah, we're just gonna wrap it up now with Lucy's last few songs.
Thank you. Good evening and welcome to The Loft. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.